Look at my big hairy ass.
No, that's not the thing.
Oh, that's not the thing?
That's not the thing.
Oh. Oh, you mean...
World of Warcraft community is the best community ever. It is so good.
You're on how much it's helped solidify friendships, you know, like...
The third faction is the important, is truly the most important, because we all have a say in it.
Sorry for the way my voice sounds. It's not a mic issue. It's a sick issue.
Yeah, I'm hoping I record decent tonight because I'm a little concerned.
No, you sound loud. You're coming through good.
Okay, good, good. Because I did all my updates this time, unlike last week.
Oh, yeah.
Last week was kind of duty.
Ah.
It's what we were doing earlier, right? It's like,
No, we weren't doing duties. We were doing Mythic Pluses.
I guess. Well, you were doing Mythic Pluses because I got mine in for the week. Thank goodness I got them in early this week.
Yeah, no, yeah, that did make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, not a lot of stress because there was a few people that didn't have theirs ready and done. So
well,
I would happily give up my spot for that.
Got Hart and Draco, their last minute one.
Yep, that's all right. We need to get everybody their space. Hart, we don't see much of right now. Kind of a busy dude.
Yeah, new work schedule and all that.
Yeah, because, man, people got to adult. Ugh, I hate it.
Stupid adulting.
You know, it always gets in the way of all the fun stuff. What is the deal?
Yeah.
Speaking of getting in the way of fun stuff, you're getting company. I'm finishing up the school year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got stuff getting in the way of stuff again. But we're going to get this out before all that stuff happens.
You best be prepared for the lack of sit-down time.
Well, you know, we're getting pretty good at this now. We're into it.
Well, now that we've decided Monday night recordings, which allows you to do your Tuesday night streamings.
Yeah, I think it's going to work.
And
it gives me an extra day too to get my stuff done, which is really nice. I was usually rushing to get the show out.
So, yeah.
It's all good.
Why did you become a Russian though?
Yes. No, that's not it. That's not
No, don't be Russian.
No.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with being Russian. There's a thing wrong being the bad kind of Russian.
It's a thing. Oh, yeah. You know what we need to do? You need to do it.
Oh, do I?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Do the thing.
Oh, the thing. Welcome to the Third Faction Podcast. Founded by World of Warcraft players, we have expanded our community to Final Fantasy XIV and many other games to become the Good People in Gaming Podcast. I am RP Govin with a sick voice, but that is okay. Tonight I am joined by the lovely Miss Lystra.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we've had a good week so far.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good couple weeks.
Yeah, you've encouraged me to do new things lately, and I'm enjoying them. This is great, and I usually don't do new things easily because I'm that person.
You and Ainsley got all kinds of creative with your names.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if mine was that creative. I mean,
I don't know, Prissy.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of.
If you ever get Prissy again in the middle of a stream, I'm like, hey, listen up, Pristra.
doesn't really sound like I put that much effort into it. I don't know what happened there. It just happened.
You done did it to yourself.
I did, and Bricker would say that. You done did it to yourself.
Well, you know those old like dating papers where, you know, people would put like bi curious or whatever to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I made a shaman, and I called it bipolar curious.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, this is where we get the hate mail. I don't know.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
We're going to be fine.
Now we alleviate the hate mail.
Don't answer it. Just don't look at it.
We just pop open a bottle of bourbon, sip, and read it, and chuckle to ourselves.
Yeah, there we go. I got some cider tonight.
Ooh, Dickens?
Yeah. All right, you. What? Yeah, So I that was my choice of the evening. It's like, I'm going to do cider and you're going to do bourbon. We're going to talk about this new Mists of Pandaria remix.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
What do you want to talk about it?
Do we like it?
No, it's fucking horrible. That's supposed to be my standard line. Remember, I'm the guy who hates WoW.
I know, we hate it. I hate everything about remixes reworks. And I don't like the classic remix. I don't like any of that stuff.
So it's not bad. I don't actually hate it.
I don't either.
It's a lot of fun. I can see where they took some of the elements of Sod and put it into a more retail area. Obviously, since once you create a character, it is actually on a retail realm.
Yes.
I don't dare claim to know everything about it. I do claim, though, that it is fun. So that's what's important. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out the whole, you know, you get the little chest full of stuff, and then what the hell do you do with them? And am I doing it right? Yeah, because I'm very obsessed with that. Am I doing it right?
So, as long as you're putting the tinkers in, as long as you're putting in all the gems that you can, then yes, you're doing it right. Because the point is to have fun.
Yeah.
You can go to Icy Veins, you can go to Wowhead, and they will tell you, here's the best, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
That's doing it the meta way, if you will. But doing it the right way is going out there having fun. I mean, if you're playing by yourself, who the hell cares what you're doing? Have fun.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I really do enjoy it. It's quick, for one thing. I thought it was going to be a slog. I was really afraid. It's like, okay, here we go. It's another slog through X, Y, and Z.
That was 70 by Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 70 by Saturday.
Look, I can
some people quest. Don't touch grass, so.
Well, you know, there's an experience boost, and I played MOP. I had, I think, everything at 90, or would have been 80 in MOP?
I don't remember what it was back then. I just know that we got a squish.
It would have been 90, because Cataclysm was 85. So yeah, Pandaria was 90. For those wondering why I called it Pandaria, my wonderful son one time said Pandaria, and we all thought it was adorable, so it is stuck. You know, it's Pandaria, but no, it's Pandaria. So don't think I'm an idiot. I'm just cute.
Nope, it was just really cute. And when it came out the first time, I do remember it's about the time Kung Fu Panda came out, and we all laughed and said, no, they're not really doing pandas, are they? No way. No. So I wasn't real thrilled about it when they talked about it, and then I got into it, and I got to admit, Mists of Pandaria was one of my favorite expansions.
It was fun. It had a lot of content in it, too.
Did I liked the dungeons. I liked the content. I loved the art. I mean, it was just good all over.
There's like, what, four total raids that I can think of? Well, five, actually. Off the top of my head, five raids.
Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed it thoroughly. So now that we're going back to it again, I kind of forgot some of the things, and it's been really enjoyable.
It was a good storyline. It was, yeah.
Yeah, I loved going through the storyline the first time. So it's like, oh, well, this is, I don't know, it feels fresh again. It's weird. I can't explain it. I'm not someone that likes it when they rework things. I'm not a Sod fan. It's just not me. I can't do it. I don't like it.
I really enjoy the fact that we can sit there and because I leveled as a Blood Death Knight, and even as a Blood Death Knight, I was killing things really, really fast. And I could actually go around and solo all the rares right now, even the Zandalari rares that drop mounts.
They're
supposed to be a little beefier. Still solo those. So it's fun.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play it the past 2 days much because Sundays and Mondays are Mythic Pluses. So we were doing that instead.
Yep, and we're trying to gear up for other things. So let's gear up for the raids and get ourselves moving.
We need to, I don't know how short the season's going to be, but we need to get all the portals, damn it.
Yeah, get the damn portals so we can do all the things. All the things.
All the things.
All the things.
I have to keep muting my mic and snorting snot. It's disgusting.
Poor Govan. I would say it's allergies, but you're saying no, but it's that season, buddy.
Nah, so, it's just something when you have that one thing that you always know, oh, I just experienced this. This is happening now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I felt something in my nasal cavity.
Well, your navel cavity, too. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, just my finger in my belly button. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I shook a finger in there. Nah, but yeah, I woke up Saturday morning and I was like, and I just felt it. I was like, son of a bitch, sinus infection.
Yep, is coming. Here we go.
Yeah, slowly throughout the rest of the day.
So, you know, I get up in the morning and if I feel that little tickle thing going on, it's like, oh, let's go get the vitamin C and the zinc out and just start double dosing it because that's the only way I'm going to survive.
Oh, yeah, it happened. So I'll have a sinus infection right now. I've got a nice sparky cough. It's not really producing anything. So it's just, life just sucks. Annoying. Get a helmet. I think that was okay. Dennis Leary who said that. Life sucks, buy a helmet.
Yep. I gotta agree. Yeah, so you and I have been doing things, and we've got Mists of Pandaria, the remix, which I kind of like that little bit. I've been challenged to do Final Fantasy to get through it to the end.
Yeah.
I just have to beat somebody. It's like there's no time limit. I just have to beat somebody else.
Yeah,
how am I supposed to do that? We've got Played It Up.
Yeah, but played it up. Well, see, we won't be doing that Wednesday night this time.
Oh, that's right. Wednesday, we're off this week. We're not playing played it up.
So, yep. I wish I should have made mention of that in my stream tonight. Yeah. By the time people hear this, it'll have already been
week
off of streaming from me, and I'll be back Tuesday this week. Most likely, if not Wednesday, if Ainsley stays an extra day. It's my dad's 70th birthday coming up. And,
oh, my. That's crazy.
And his retirement. So we're going to Bourbon Country.
Oh, my gosh. Dad's retiring?
Yeah, he's finally.
Well, I was going to say, man, isn't that like a... That's, most people retire a heck of a lot earlier.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, without going through the whole story, let's just say... remember when all those dot-coms and...
Oh, God, yeah, I remember it well.
...were blowing up?
Yeah, I was a victim on that end of that, yeah.
My dad almost lost it all, but because of wise decisions he made with stock options and whatnot, he kept his house, kept his cars, and, he had to rebuild his 401k.
Yeah, that was me, too. It's like I lost so much when that happened. I was part of those stupid dot-coms.
Yeah.
And it went, we were one of the little darlings and it went poorly. Let's put it that way. So I lost well over half of my retirement at that point. So I'm still I'm behind farther than I wanted to because I, of course, took some time off and had these little rats that are now growing up and into their 20s. Pay me back. Yeah. Pay me back, kids. Pay me back. I don't think that's going to happen. Just guessing. That's when they'll make them take care of me in my old age. I don't think that's going to happen either.
Yeah, maybe if you're lucky.
I'm thinking no. I'm thinking no. But that's Hey, I'm not exactly taking care of my mom either. He passed a couple of years ago now. But I'm not taking care of mom either, man. She set herself up or they set themselves up well. And that's what we got. Take care of your own.
After seeing what we went through with my grandfather, he was the last of my living grandparents. But all the work that my dad had to do, I just want to make sure that when I die, it's all taken care of, and all my son has to do is just pack up what he wants and sell off what he doesn't.
That's exactly my thought as well. It's like, just just take care of all this stuff. I'm not going to leave a bunch of junk behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I've already told him, I said, you're going to cremate me because you're going to go sprinkle my ashes and I don't want you to think you got to come and visit some grave where I'm not. So there you go. Boy, that took a really morbid turn tonight, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Wow. Okay, so we're just giving, this is just life lessons, okay, folks? This is just life lessons from the other side.
So, back to wonderful...
All the fun stuff? Yeah. Yeah. This is why we do the fun stuff.
Remix, within 3 days, I had a max level character, so if it is something you're looking to play, by all means, jump in, level something that you haven't already played before. It's not hard, there's guides for it, and it actually is kind of fun.
Yeah, and I'm
still playing. And you get
I'm still playing a warlock.
You get to remember how much people suck.
Yeah.
Because the single tap, you know, well, the single loots and stuff, that's a thing again, so.
Yeah. It's like, son of a
bitch. People rushing in and, you know, you go and you're fighting something, then they come over and they steal the kill.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I think I've probably done that a couple times, not remembering that that's the case. It's like, oh, look, they're fighting that. Oh, I'll just throw a little, you know, dot on it and let it go. Oh, look, I got my count, though. That's was my big thing. It's like, I got the count.
Yeah, it's more of a, like, one of the things where pick up 30.
Oh, yeah.
Whatevers.
30 yeah. bolts of this or what? Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, in, you know, it's not like it is in retail where you can run around and there's people. Five people can click on the same one.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, you click on it and nobody else can get it. So
yep.
That's it. It's back there.
But yeah, go try it out. That's what we're going to say. Just go try it out. You might not regret it because I certainly don't regret it. It was fun. I'm still doing it. I'm going to see how I probably won't. I'm probably not going to max this tune. I'm going to be real, real honest here. We've got 90 days. Is that where we're at right now? 90 days to complete it.
Yeah.
I don't see me actually spending that much time on it between, you know, all the things. Yeah, you
need to play 14.
Do I need another challenge?
Once you're done with school, you need to get so when July 2nd rolls around, there's a purpose for you buying the game.
Oh, the whole thing. There's so much stuff for me to do between. Hey, when I get school off. Yeah, that's like the third thing I think we've said that I'm supposed to do when I get off from school.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's just go with that, shall we? I will get some of it done. I can't guarantee anything. I don't promise nothing other than I'm going to give it a shot. And, yeah. And I'll have some weekends off and where I won't be around. And you'll have probably some weekends off, like, you know, this week. You know, the beloved Ainsley is going to be up for the party, so.
Party.
Yeah, so we're all going to have some stuff. That's just the way it is. So, yeah, are we going to pick out let's just continue playing Played It Up.
Well, no, we definitely need to add something else in. But since Wednesday does seem to, Wednesday's become a whatever Wednesday plus a
mythic or two. Stream. Yeah, and we definitely put some time in with J-Bob. We love J-Bob.
If J-Bob's doing mythics, that's what we do. But I was thinking for Tuesday, since it's Vault Day, we could either play one of the mini Fallout games. So, you know, open our vault in WoW.
Yes.
And then play either one of the Fallout games, because all of those are, you know, centered around different vaults. Or we could play any of the Borderlands games. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done a whole lot of Fallout.
Yeah. Or we haven't done any of the Fallout.
Yeah, I mean we started it separately, but we haven't done any of it together.
Yeah.
I mean, we meant to, but it just didn't happen that night. I think we were we weren't in the right spot to do it together, I don't think.
Yeah.
It was kind of messy.
So that's something that we can look into. Just have to make sure we turn all the radio music off in that game.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about that stupid music. The music is awesome in there, by the way. I mean,
yeah, you just can't listen to it because then you get a copyright strike.
Yeah, we don't want any copyright strikes, so we're just going to do it that way.
It's so bad that Even if I stream it, I won't save the I won't save and post it, because if any of that radio music plays, you get screwed.
Yeah, that's, I think that's a cheap shot, quite frankly.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. You know, Fallout paid to have the rights to play the music, but you know, I don't know. It's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I see how this works. I know how it works.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I gotta like it. Does not mean I gotta like it.
There's also Far Cry games. Those are fun.
Oh, I haven't done any of those yet. Govan says he will not play the electrician game because it's too close to home. So I might play it one night just to see, because I'm not in any of the professions with electricity. I haven't been drinking at all, right? Yeah, easy for me to say. So I might try it some night on stream just because I think it might be kind of fun.
It looks like it might be fun, but yeah, it really is just like shop for this and then build this and overpower that.
Yeah, it might be. Like I said, it was a freebie last week.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a freebie last week on Amazon. I think it was on Amazon. I think it was free last week. So let's pick that one up. Liked it. Yeah, bought it, kept it. What else? There were some other good games that were coming out. We really need to keep an eye on Steam, because there's been some other games that are coming out that they are offering up some nice freebies again.
Publisher sale.
Yep, publisher sale. I've got some stuff over on, I have opened up, I got an Epic Games, I've got a Good Old Games, and they've all been sending me a lot of stuff lately on summer games that they're trying to entice us all to come back and play. Now, that could be dangerous, considering I am off for the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a budget, people.
Budgets are smart, people.
Budgets are smart. Gotta do it. What else have we got going? What do you want to cover? I just wanted to cover Myst tonight so bad, because it was like, I really,
it was fun.
Yeah, because I liked it and I didn't think I would. And that's weird to me, because I'm definitely not going to, I can't go back to playing any of the other ones. I tried. I didn't want to play Wrath.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Classic and sod.
Yeah, I just can't. I started playing some of them, and I lost interest very quickly. I think that Wrath will really wore me out. I don't have a lot of good memories of not being just like brain dead after questing in Wrath. For some reason,
it was a lot harder to level back then.
Yeah, maybe that's got to be it. I mean, it was just like, oh my god, slogging through this is killing me.
I mean, even for someone like me who leveled a lot from work, it was lucky if you got a level a night.
Well, back in the day, it was, you took till what, 40 to get your mount? Or was it 20? I don't even know. All I know is it seemed like forever.
It was 40 for the first mount, 60 for the 100% speed,
yeah,
mount, 70 for flying.
Oh, and it was expensive as hell. Things are much cheaper now.
Unless you were a druid, then you could fly at 68.
Yeah, we won't talk about it. I have some slight nightmares about the slog to get all the money to get the flying, and then to get to the flying anyway. And then they dumbed it down to 20. And then when they took away the glyphs, so that kind of annoyed the hell out of me too, because you know, you had great glyphs for your mount. Nope. And all the things, there's certain things that I wish they would put back into the game. The glyphs, I thought, were actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, they still have some glyphs, but yeah.
It's not as cool as it used to be. I'm sure it's not nearly as lucrative for the people that used to do that. So, yeah, that wasn't me. Not doing it. So let's plan on when we get back. Let's try a Fallout. We'll go through and do the Fallout thing. Ainsley won't be a part of that. I don't think J-Bob's into it either.
We'll see. That'll be fun. Tuesday will be Vault Day. See what we There'll be some FOMO, but we'll just have to get over it.
Yeah, well, we like Vault Day. Then we just start over. War Mythics.
Yep.
We don't want to do PSAs this summer. That's our goal.
No PSAs. But give us ideas on what we should play. If you have any ideas on what games.
Yeah, you guys are terrible. Give us some ideas. Come on. Just a little one. Little ideas. Anything.
We'll keep playing the WoW and the 14. Borderlands is always fun, but yeah, let us know.
Yeah, if I sat here and wrote all the things down that, oh, we could do this and we could do this. It's just finding the time to get everything done.
Yes.
June 5th, man. That is my goal. It's like, get that far. That's where I got to get. So, I don't know if I told you guys this. Maybe I didn't tell you guys this the other night. I was going to, and maybe I got distracted because squirrels, shiny things, games.
Yeah.
My kids had a field trip.
Yeah, you said you were going to tell us about it and then forgot to.
Yeah. We had a field trip. And the whole week before, they'd been taking swimming. That was their phys ed unit. And we would take them over to the pool in the other building. And they would do their swimming lessons with, you know, our phys ed staff. Two stories, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
We had one little guy, and keep in mind, these are 9-year-olds, people. They're all nine now. They can't get out of this. They're going into fourth grade. And apparently the one little boy left to go to the restroom, came back, sat down on the bench and was waiting. And all of a sudden, the children parted like the Red Sea around him. Apparently, he decided he still had to go, and he peed on the pool deck. Huh. I mean, like, dude? Over there? Did you think no one would notice? So, that was one of the... That kid did not get to go to the field trip. Because they couldn't trust him not to pee in the pool. Like, well, if you're going to pee in the pool deck, you know, bring out the hose down the deck, everybody over here. Now we got to disinfect the whole deck. And then the other one, this one is the best one ever, because I know this kid. And he's the class clown. He will forever be the class clown. That is his lot in life. He's got a good sense of humor. He's just that kid. But apparently he decided that in the locker room with all of his friends around, he was going to do the naked gritty. I'm sorry, but the vision in my head makes me laugh to this day. And I laughed until I cried when they told me this. That's the reason, because the people, that he was doing the naked gritty in the locker room. So he had to go on the field trip to the community center and do the swimming for fun. He had to sit on the sidelines and watch.
That's funny.
So, yeah, he was just trying to amuse his friends, man. He was just having a good time. And you know, if somebody in high school would have done it, it would have been a whole different story. But the fact that he was 9 and did it kind of played on it a little bit. So kids, yeah, they're the best humor you can get sometimes. They're also meaner than snakes. We got one this week that got suspended for trying to trip one of the staff. Yeah. I'm not even kidding you. Not even kidding. Yeah. It's great working with kids. It's never a dull moment. Never. You don't know what you're getting. Forget working with adults. I'll take kids and animals for 1,000, please. What else you got tonight?
No, unfortunately. Especially when we say nice things about WoW, it makes it so much harder to like keep going. You lose the fire.
Kind of nauseated. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. We'll have to try to convince my son to do the podcast.
I think he should.
We'll let him know that we'll cut out anything that he thinks will get him canceled.
Canceled or fired.
Yeah.
It's like, well, he doesn't stream, so it's like he's safe there. Who's going to know? I mean, let's be honest. Who's going to listen to this and go, oh, we know that guy? The names have been changed to protect the innocent people.
Yeah. We're using the pseudonym.
Pseudonym, yeah. Is that the way it's, yeah. Mark Twain, that's us, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm kidding and you don't know what that means, you're too young, go look it up. Love it when we do that. We know stuff. Stuff and things.
So what vacations are you doing? How many are you doing?
I'm doing at least three. At least three. I actually have had to move one already.
In June?
Okay, in June. Well, in June I'm doing one.
Okay.
I think. I've had to move it already, though, so I'm kind of disappointed in that because apparently it's frowned upon when you miss your... They're close cousins of ours, and her graduation party is coming up. And it was the same weekend that I had planned months ago to go on a trip, or just a, you know, 4-day little excursion. So now I am rescheduling that, or trying to. I'm trying to move it out, and that'll be one. I'll let you know exactly what day, because it may interfere with any type of recording that we do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. It's, well, yep, we know. We gotta get a spare, man. The king has got a spare, an heir and a spare, so we need to get a spare in the can. Just the way it goes. Even if we had just a nice little, you know, 3-4 of us sit down and just ramble on.
Spam in the can?
Yeah. You know, in July, I think I have at least one in July. Try and move that one around.
I have one in July.
I know there's one in August, because in August, you know, we're meeting up.
Yeah, we'll do a live recording.
Yeah, I think would be amazing if we could find a way to do that. Yeah, I think we could. We've all got Discord on our portable devices, so all we need is a good mic.
We need to figure out with J-Bob and Tum-Tum.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's the other thing. Well, you know, if we all say what we're all doing, you know, X day, hopefully they can get off, you know, because I know they get off work and come and meet us, because that would be great. If we all say, hey, we're getting together on the 10th that night, boom, that's our day.
So yeah, we just need to sit down one day when we're not doing Mythic, take a break from Mythic Pluses and plan it all out.
Yep, I think that's a great idea. We'll get them all in the same channel and work it out. So there's August. August is going to be a group podcast with all of us kind of recording is all the crazy things that we do. Simple.
Super.
So look forward to that one.
Yes.
Who knows what else we're going to, you know, we only do two podcasts a month. So, you know, that's only six. That's only six for the summer, right?
Yeah.
So
that's easy enough.
Yeah, it sounds really easy when we break it down like that, right?
Yeah.
Sounds simple enough.
It is easy when you stop overcomplicating it.
Yes, we do that a lot. So hopefully we'll get all of that stuff done. So with that, shall we wrap it up for the night, even though it's a little early this time?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Otherwise, then it just feels forced.
Yeah,
people like, they can't sit right when things.
Yeah,
it doesn't sit well.
Makes me uncomfortable.
So why force it?
Yeah, it just leads to, you know, hemorrhoids and whatever, you know.
Innuendos.
Yeah.
Wow, Jesus. I was being subtle, but you just go straight, just like, nah.
Now I am not known for subtle, okay? That is not something I'm known for. Try again.
Crap. Sorry, everyone. Y'all thought I was the bad one.
Wait a minute. Did you just do that?
Did I just make you feel like the bad person? Yes. Yes, I did.
You just
that's a master class in pointing the finger.
Well, if anybody's going to get a master class, it's going to be you.
Yeah. How to lose friends and alienate people.
By RP Govan.
Yeah. Just remember, everyone, make sure you go watch Truth Seekers on Amazon Prime. I still need a season 2.
Oh, Truth Seekers, we got to go watch. Okay.
Yeah.
Force them to make a season 2 so Govan is happy.
Yes. They ended it kind of on like a really cool thing. I mean, if you like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and Paul, and World's End, It's the same. It's Nick Frost and Simon Pegg. Yeah. It's fun.
Okay.
They do some fan service in it just for you guys.
Well, I'll do that. I'll go watch it. Or start watching it or whatever. I've got a few days here.
You got a level.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to hit any time.
You know, that's the problem with having a real job. I am gladly taking donations of $100,000 a year so I can play video games and make podcasts for your every waking need. And
isn't that what we're trying to do with Twitch?
Yeah.
So supplemental income, people.
Not realistically. We do this because we feel like we have something to say, and damn it, some of you like to come and listen to it. And
God knows why, but... I haven't received
hate mail yet, so...
It's because we don't give them our address.
Well, they know how to reach out to us on Twitter.
They can. They can.
They never tell us what to do.
I know. Maybe they're those people that don't like to tell people what to do.
You know what? I want someone to tell me the worst game they ever played.
Oh my God, that would be ideal. Let's get a list of the worst games people say they have ever played and actually give them a shot. If they're reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's $10 or under, the worst game you ever wasted your money on. And no, we will not play the do nothing game.
Oh God, no. No, we're not doing that.
Like literally, my son was playing a game and he's like, if I touch my keyboard, I lose.
What?
Is if I move my mouse, I lose. It's like literally you start the game. It's like the quiet game that parents.
Oh, can... God.
Yeah, no. It's that bad.
That's bad. No, thank you. Gonna pass on that one, buddy. But what did you do the other night? How many minutes did we sit absolutely still because you were getting to the alternate ending in Far Cry?
Oh, yeah. 15 minutes, baby.
15 minutes of sitting perfectly still and doing nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Not moving. You looked around, but we didn't move just to get to the alternate ending in Far Cry.
So for those of you who haven't played it, just so you know, if you play, it was Far Cry 4. No. Yes.
I think Far Cry.
Let me check. It might have been Far Cry 3. No, it was Far Cry. Far Cry 4. I think it also works in Far Cry 5. If you start the game and just wait and don't do anything.
Let the cinematics play, and when it opens up, just sit there.
You'll get a fun little alternate ending. I mean, you can look it up on YouTube if you don't want to take time, you know, buy the game just to sit there and stare at it. But yeah.
Well, what if you already have the game, and you know?
Yeah, if you already have the game, by all means, do it. Just to say that you've done it. But yeah. I was pulling an all-nighter because I was flying out somewhere really early in the morning. Oh, I was flying to California for my grandfather's memorial.
Yes.
And so I stayed up all night playing Far Cry. I ended up playing Far Cry 4 a lot. It was a lot of fun. I need to play it more. I also have Far Cry 5 and Far Cry 6. I haven't even opened them. I haven't even opened freaking No Man's Sky, and I really want.
Well, we'll put that on our list and see if we can't get her done.
Yeah, the problem, there's like somebody give me $1 million a year. Or $100,000 a year.
I wouldn't even need $1 million a year.
$10 million to invest or, you know, $100,000 a year. One or the other.
Yes, because we do need to buy these
requests.
Games. Yeah. So it was always my kid's dream, you know, you just wanted to sit and test video games.
Well, there's a Far Side comic about that. It shows us these parents watching their kid play Nintendo, and then the little dream bubbles coming up over their head is like, "Can you beat Super Mario Brothers 2?" or something like that. It was funny. You know, looking for video game players.
Yeah, that was my kid's dream. Quite frankly, he's built for it. You know, COVID, yeah, he's built for it. He's built for staying home.
Well, you know, let's face it. When COVID came around and, you know, when quarantine is
just what your life is. You know, like, yeah. Like, don't leave the house. Stay home as much as possible. Oh, no. Not that.
Yeah, exactly.
I do that already. And I live in a house that has a septic system, so we're only allowed to use one ply. I had no trouble finding toilet paper. Because even people were out of toilet paper, and they're still like, nah, I can't use single ply.
Idiots. I love it. Who'd have thought about that one?
Oh, God. There's also an episode in Supernatural that came out long before COVID. And one of the guys, he's like, you're from the past, right? And Dean is like, yeah. He's like, hoard toilet paper. Trust me. You'll thank me. And I watched that during COVID, and I laughed my ass off.
I got part of the way through Supernatural, and I really need to go pick it up again. Again, I'm a squirrel, okay? I start something, and I never quite finish it.
Well, when there's 15 freaking seasons.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's ridiculous. But I really enjoyed it. Again, I enjoyed it, but at some point I stopped watching because something else came up that I needed to do or I wanted to watch. I watched it and then never went back to it. So, there's that. It's like a Resident Alien. Started watching that and at some point quit.
I should watch that because I like Jordan Tudyk. That's his name, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, great show, though.
He's in Firefly. And then the follow-up movie, Serenity. What I really liked was Tucker and Dale versus Evil. And if you haven't seen that movie, you'll thank me for what. And if you have seen it, you know I'm right. Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yes, I've seen it, loved it. Go watch it. It's just good humor.
And if you're a Trekkie and you haven't seen Galaxy Quest,
oh God, what's wrong with you? Go watch that one too.
That's the best. That's like the fan service movie. That's just the best movie. Which is funny too, because like you sit there and you think it's perfect the way it is, but the way they were originally, like when they did their first screening, it was a completely different movie. Like people were upset. People followed like the director and the producer into the bathroom, and be like, "How dare you make this movie? This is a Tim Allen movie." Yeah,
but it was good.
If you are a fan of Galaxy Quest and you have Amazon Prime. Which, if you watch Twitch, there's a documentary about it, of fans and stuff, and has a lot of the actors and actresses in it. It's a good documentary. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. Did you watch any of the Fallout
TV? Oh, I watched the whole series. Yeah.
Yeah. So was that worth watching in your eyes?
Yes. Yeah, it's so. I talked with my nephew about this, and I was like, it was nice that they stayed true to the game, you know, true to the lore. And he's like, it'd be really hard not to, because all you need is ghouls and you know some of the other shit, and you're staying true to the lore because it's such an open game, and there's no real, I mean. Each game has a storyline that you are following, but you know, you can walk around and it's Mad Max meets nuclear, well, zombies and stuff. But yeah, it had a lot more heart in it than I expected it to. And you know, it was nice. And I want to say this because one of the things I complain about a lot is you'll have female characters in a story that don't have any growth to them. You know, like that was one of the biggest beefs about the Star Wars movies.
Yes.
At what point did you ever think Rey was in trouble? Like the whole, like there was no growth to her. She was perfect from the beginning to the end, right?
Yep, exactly.
Now, if you watch Fallout, the lead actress, she grows and she starts off innocent and everything, and you know, you could sit there and you watch her grow into the realization of what you know, post-apocalyptic, you know, Earth is like. So it was nice to see a female character that actually grew within the story and learned. You know, it's nice to see them treat women like they're human and not like they are just on a pedestal and are perfect at all times. Women right. grow too. Stop trying to make them out to be something different. That makes it impossible for young girls. Oh, you have to be perfect from the get-go, otherwise you're just fucked. Sorry, I went off on a little tangent there. But...
Well, thanks for supporting the female growth there.
I mean, women are amazing and wonderful. You don't need to make them into fucking princesses. No, let them be right fallible. They're human too. They make mistakes. Yeah, they lie. They cry. They suffer.
Yeah, we learn, we change, we evolve. I mean, come on.
Just like me.
Yes.
We suffer.
Sometimes it's women making the men suffer, sometimes the men making the women suffer. Take your pick.
Yeah, we suffer together or because of each other. Be the reason someone smiles or the reason they drink, whatever works.
Yes. What was the line of the suffer well? It's not a lie. It's part of life.
I highly recommend Fallout, the series. That said, if you're squeamish, don't watch it.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
If Walking Dead is too much for you, do not watch Fallout.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed The Walking Dead because I'm kind of that person.
Well, then you'll be fine. Yeah.
I mean, there are zombies.
There is some serious messed up stuff. Yeah.
Again, I liked zombies, so I'm going to go watch it. I've also got Dune on my list to watch as well, so I got to go back and do that. I need like a week straight of rain or something so that I don't leave the house.
No kidding, right?
I mean, God.
You do what I did and just watch it on the airplane.
I don't travel that much.
Well, download it onto your phone, and when you drive up to, if you take the mobile camper thingy to Alaska.
Take the unit.
Yeah, just play it on your phone on the way up.
There you go.
It's 8 hours. You got how many hours to kill on that trip?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I don't know if we're going to get that done this year, but at some point, you know, even if I fly up, you know, just myself, it'll...
But, I mean, even if you fly, that's quite a flight time.
Yep.
I split it amongst the two flights between, there and back, so
yeah. Yeah, that's quite a... I think I can get a direct flight from here, but anyway, that's...
But you have to watch Truth Seekers first. Truth Seekers first. And then Fallout.
Okay.
I need a second season, damn it! And then Loudermilk, because I need another season of that, too.
Oh my god, that one's bad. That one's good, too.
That one was lots of fun.
Yeah. So, all right, well, let's...
TV critics.
Yes, we should be TV critics. We could do this. TV, movies, games. We'll do it all. We'll cover it all. Siskel and Ebert, I got nothing on Govan and Lystra.
Yeah, I'd give it two thumbs up, but I can't. One thumb is stuck, where that place where Lystra was very blunt about earlier.
Firmly in your backside. Is that what you're saying?
One of my favorite texts. I'm trying to see this from your point of view, but I can't get my head that far up my ass.
Oh, all the good stuff that we get out of video games. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, with that, let's wrap it up.
My God, Craig, you're still here? We're finished. Can't you tell?
You're still here? Go.
It's over. Go home. The funny thing is there's people out there who don't realize that that's from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I know.
Like, oh, that's Deadpool. No.
Nope, that is not Deadpool, folks.
Deadpool got it from somebody else.
Yep, exactly.
I'm not saying don't like Deadpool. That's that. Don't get me wrong. Well, I had friends like, you know, the whole, it's a hard knock life for us. I was like, they started singing that and I started singing it with them. And they're like, oh, you listen to Jay-Z? I was like, motherfucker, that's from Annie.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, shut up.
Right? Shut the hell up.
Yeah, no, I watch musical. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, yeah, Jay-Z, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. We don't watch musicals. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Jay-Z, that's...
Don't admit to it.
Oh, my God.
Cover your ass.
Hello, Dolly. Yes, hello, Dolly.
Yeah,
I had a mom growing up. She liked the musicals.
Oh, God. Okay, first musical I ever saw, South Pacific.
Ah.
I still have that soft spot for South Pacific. I will run around singing Bally High all day.
Yeah, so we got two Dalmatians, and my parents named them Gilbert and Sullivan. Yeah, so no. Obviously Pirates of Penzance, that was, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a pirate king, hurrah, hurrah for the pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
Oh my God. If we can encourage a little bit of class here, that's it.
Who would have known? Yeah.
Well, so you're not afraid of the theater. We could take you to the theater. You'd enjoy it.
Theater. It has to be, I want it to be entertaining and not preachy. If it's preachy, yeah. I don't want to go. If it's entertaining, I'll go. If I wanted to be preachy, I'd go to church. If I wanted to hear politics, I'd watch C-SPAN or something.
CNN, yeah, whatever.
No. C-SPAN is just like reporting, like it's government.
It's just the government stuff.
Everything
it's
else is pundit crap.
Yeah,
but if I wanted that. Pundit crap, I just listen to my son.
Spout.
My nephew, and
yeah.
Just go to a coffee shop and. I don't
know. Yeah. C-SPAN. I can see you just watch the house and whatnot all day. Yeah. That'd be it.
I mean, lately it's turning into fucking Jerry Springer on the house.
I know, right?
I guess you couldn't read that through your fake eyelashes. Oh, listen here, baby girl.
MTG got her ass handed to her that day. You can't stir something up, man. Don't do that.
Never say nothing about a woman's fake lashes. I mean, we all know they're fake. You don't say nothing about them.
Don't say it. That's right. It's like there's some unwritten rules in there. Don't do that. They can come for you then.
Jerry,
I'm just going to stand back and watch.
Jerry.
Did the same thing on the playground today. Watched this little boy torment this little girl. She turned on him and she was madder than hell. She pulled up her little fist. Pretty soon she's chasing him around the playground. Every now and then she gets a shot in while he's running away from her. And we just stood there and she's like, should we intervene? I said, no, I want to see where this goes. It's like, no.
But what if he retaliates to protect himself?
No, he was already stirring the pot well ahead of that.
But still.
Violence is violence. Oh, no. This was good. He thought it was funnier than hell just to torment her and then run away. Like, no, she catches him, then we'll intervene. But right now, this is good. This is good entertainment.
Good exercise. Kids need it these days.
Yeah. I know. When we all sit there and just go, do we stop this? No.
That's how you tell people you like them, right? Don't call them poopy head.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly
mean,
right, yeah.
Pick
no,
on
he
them.
Just likes you. No, man, he don't like you. That's not okay. Not okay for you to hit him either, so back off.
Call people meansly. I think it's so funny. So
mean J-Bob, slay.
Mean slay. So J-Bob said that, so then Ainsley, when she made her remix character, yeah, it's yes. Mean slay. Mean it's slay mean now slay. Exists.
It's Pristra and Lean and Mean Le- Slay.
Lean Splay. No.
Yeah, Lean Splay. I can't, no. Okay, we've had enough to drink for the night. Okay.
What?
Yeah. I gotta get up in the morning yet.
Can it be Christy? Brother.
Jeez. Now that we've got you started on musicals.
Some to Phantom of the Opera, baby.
Oh, Phantom was great. My kids loved it.
It wasn't an opera. It was a play about a Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, but my kids loved it. They went to New York and watched it.
Yeah, I saw it here. It was here in Columbus. I took my date.
I went and saw Wicked. I loved Wicked. Wicked was
never saw
amazing.
That. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen plays since, yeah. I haven't even seen that new one that everyone was all, oh, look, it's a... I'm not a big fan of hip-hop, so yeah, Hancock wasn't that.
Oh, not Hamilton?
That one, that's how much I don't care. Hancock's a movie with Will Smith. That was funny.
That was great.
Hancock, yeah. I know it started with an H-A.
Love
it. Maybe that'll be my punishment for that. Yeah, just I'll have to sit down and watch it.
Oh my god, I did try to watch it too, and I watched most of it, and it has some very good parts in it that I really like. But I was not the oh my god, this is just so amazing. I wasn't that person with Hamilton. I'm sorry, no offense. Can't no. Nope.
Maybe I should watch Book of Mormon. Wasn't that written by Matt Parker?
I don't even remember.
Do you know who Matt Parker is?
Wasn't he the comedian?
He's one of the creators of South Park.
Yeah. Kind of. Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking. Never mind. Wrong one. My bad.
Matt Parker and Trey Stone. Oh, so it was. It was actually. I'm sorry. It's Trey Parker and Matt. Wow. Trey Parker. This is not my day.
Neither of us are right in this case.
Yeah, so Trey Parker, Matt Stone, and Robert Lopez are listed as the playwright.
Book of Mormon was supposed to be good. I don't know.
I heard I heard it was supposed to be good. I don't know much about it.
Put that on the list. One more thing to do.
Yeah. Matt Parker. Wow. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
See, when I'm sick, wires are crossing. I'm just even dumber than normal.
Between the sickness and the bourbon, we are off.
Yeah. Playwrights, lyricists, composers, those all three of them.
Wow, we covered a lot of ground here today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could not have... No, if you said we were going to get into stage shows, musicals, and whatnot, I would have told you no way in hell.
Yeah? Yeah. Considering you were trying to end the
I tried to end it like 20 minutes ago, man.
Yeah. Like, oh, we got like 30 or 40. We already told Craig to fuck off.
We got to pull that out. I'll pull that.
Will you though?
I don't know. There's some stuff on.
Yeah. It actually might be fun to leave it in because people will then they'll look down and be like, there's fucking 20 minutes more to go.
What the hell happened here?
What the hell? Emotional damage.
True story right there. This show leaves that every time. They all come out of it going, I don't know what the hell I just listened to or why, but I'm feeling a little hurt there. Need some therapy. Maybe this is our therapy.
Therapy.
You're going to make your own musical now?
We all know that Lystra needs therapy.
Oh, God, please, yes. Yeah, that's
That's
what the bar is for, right?
Yeah.
That's what my bartender's for.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they get paid for.
Well, that's what I thought.
Pour you a glass and listen to your ass.
Yep. Jimmy, he doesn't get paid enough.
Ooh, speaking of Jimmy, that's where we'll be going to Jim Beam. We're doing the Jim Beam Distillery tour.
Oh, see, that's my local bartender, and I absolutely love him. He's the best.
Yeah. No, when's your wine place open up again?
That is going to be Friday night. We'll be going there after my my day job.
Yes.
Yes. We're gonna go out there, and like I said, it's only open for a very short time. But we're gonna make the most of it. And then Saturday they open up again and they're having food trucks and live entertainment. And it's gonna be good. Sunday, same thing. It's gonna be a weekend because you know it's Memorial Day weekend. It's gonna be great, right?
Right.
So what I should say is everybody go out and pay your respects this weekend.
Yeah. Remember, Memorial Day is for those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, not for veterans or active duty. So
yep.
It feels really awkward for a veteran or for someone who's actively serving if you make it about them. So just remember,
This is for the brothers that they've brothers and sisters that they have lost who have paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Yep, Veterans Day is for the rest.
We appreciate that you want to pay us respect too, but we're still living. We have our day. We'll celebrate it then.
Yep, Veterans Day is for those that are living. Memorial Day is those who gave all.
And there's like in June there's
Flag Day.
No, there's a active duty day.
Is there really?
Yeah.
See, I wasn't sure about that. I was wrapping into Veterans Day.
Active duty and military day. Military.
I think that one needs to get a little more airtime. What day is it?
Armed Forces Day is celebrated the third Saturday. Actually, it's May 20th. Hey, it's today.
It's today. Oh, my God.
Happy Armed Forces Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy Armed Forces Day. There we go.
How's that for some crazy-ass shit?
That is some crazy, crazy stuff right there. Wow.
Of course, you know, by the time they hear this, 5 days later.
It'll be gone. But we hit it. We did that.
What? Whoa, Lystra.
That was all you, buddy. That was all you. No. Don't you try and push that back here.
Back that ass up. Wait,
you own that. That is all you. You own it.
Oh, dear Christ. Maybe we should take that one out. Let's delete this last minute.
Okay. And with that, this is where we're going to end it.
Okay.
Insert random outro here.
For real this time.
See you next time.
Bye. Oh, shit, I'm dying.
We want to thank you for taking the time and listening to our show this week. I hope you had as much fun listening as we did recording it. Please feel free to reach out to us on X. I refuse X, so I'm going to go Twitter or Twitch. If you see us streaming, come in and say hi, join the conversation.
If you have any suggestions for new games to play or modes to play in games we already play, please reach out to us and let us know. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, you can find us on Twitter at 3RD Faction Show, Third Faction Show, or at Miss Lystra, or at Bricko Stud, or at RP Gamer for Life. These shall also be in the description below.
For other links on where to find us, visit the website at www.thethirdfaction.com, where you'll find the link to the Discord. Come and join us. You can email the show at thethirdfactionshow@gmail.com. That is all spelled out. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thethirdfactionshow, all spelled out, and we will always be free, but your support does help us cover the costs and will enable us to bring you more. You can also leave us a review on your chosen podcast platform at www.bonusroll.gg/directory. If you don't want to leave a review, the very best thing you can do is tell your friends about us. We stand with the employees of Activision Blizzard King and their demands, and abusive gaming. All gaming.
Remember, be kind to yourselves and each other. Love y'all.
Until next time, stay healthy, happy, and if necessary, tipsy. Get a little scotch in ya.